Joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. ChapelHillCarrboroNAACP.com is the website to go there and find out more information. And a lot is going on in Chapel Hill and around the state and around the country today. But I want to start by talking about the thing that we've kind of been talking about for the last hour and a half, which is the Supreme Court oral arguments today in the partisan gerrymandering case out of North Carolina, which has a immediate Chapel Hill connection with Maria Palmer as one of the plaintiffs. So, Anna, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thoughts about the oral argument today?
Well, it's a significant day. We've had our districts declared unconstitutional twice. Mm-hmm. And so those were along the lines of racial gerrymandering, which you've probably already talked about, and this is around partisan gerrymandering. So to have those things at the Supreme Court, have the court hear the case, is very significant. We had a couple members of our branch go down and try to stand in line to get inside.
Were they able to get in?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't heard.
It's a difficult thing. You have to get there like 5 in the morning or whatever.
They were going to be there at 4.
Yeah.
To see if they could get in and be interesting. I'm anxious to hear, if they got in, what that experience was actually like. To that end, also, Allison Riggs, who is arguing the case, is going to be part of a panel. We are going to have a screening of the film Rigged, documentary on May 6th at the Varsity, and Allison Riggs, who is arguing the case, will be at the event, and so we're excited about that, particularly on the heels of her being selected to make the arguments today.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you never know, and it seems like, how many times can you litigate?
Right.
Getting fair districts.
We were talking about this last hour. Like, there have been several court battles that have gone all the way through this decade,
mm-hmm.
and we're in 2019 now.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the end of the decade, and we're still fighting this out in court. And this isn't the first decade. This isn't. The first decade where we don't have a court fight will be the first decade that that's the case, because we had a court fight in 2000 in the 90s. Like, this happens over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's the fact that the battle continues tells you, how important and how critical districts are and how the lines are drawn and how that can sway the outcome of elections.
Mm-hmm.
And elections have consequences, and people trying to rig the system. And North Carolina, we have a real history of
mm-hmm.
this, as you said. It's not a new battle. But we would hope that there will be an end to this. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. And, you said elections have consequences. Elections should have consequences. And part of the problem with partisan gerrymandering is it's setting up a system where elections don't. You've got
They have consequences.
The one election has consequences, system gets...
And then the system... And so... for the people who rig the system, they get the consequence that they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a democratic outcome, right? It's not what democracy is supposed to look like. So I'm just hopeful that this will be the time.
So we're following that. We're also following, and this is separate from the U.S. Supreme Court, but also partisan gerrymandering being challenged at the state level as a state constitutional violation. And that's what happened in Pennsylvania back in 2018, where the district lines got changed there because the state Supreme Court issued that ruling. So even if June comes around and the Supreme Court doesn't strike down partisan gerrymandering, which honestly... Partisan gerrymandering has been around for a couple of hundred years, and very rarely does the Supreme Court strike down something that's been around that long, although it's certainly happened before.
Mm-hmm.
The state Supreme Court still has to weigh in as well. So,
sure.
Yep.
We can be hopeful.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to stay hopeful. We got postponed on the voter ID
mm-hmm.
law last week. The governor signed that into law. which, you know, we're very happy about, gives us more time to really get the rules straight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the people who pass the law recognize that it's really not possible to properly implement it, that's a good thing, mm-hmm. To the extent that the law exists. Of course, you know, we're involved in a case to strike down the law. But having that extra time, there are some real complications with the voter ID law, given the fact, most notably here in our town, because even though college IDs can be used as an ID, given the fact here that UNC does not really verify citizenship. They allow people to take their own picture and say that's them. It really doesn't meet the criteria as set forth now for utilizing student ID. So UNC ID would not be permissible as a student ID. So there are a lot of very intricate issues with that law, and certainly having the time to get that sorted out and to make sure people are informed. So we'll be very active in trying to do voter education around voter ID law here between now and 2020 elections.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website for more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. Other things going on that people want to know
about?
Well,
big time right now. School's coming to a close, and students are getting ready for their next phase, high school seniors. So we have some scholarships available mm-hmm. for seniors in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. They are $1,000 scholarships, which, you know, every little bit helps. And we've been doing this for over 20 years now at varying levels. I know I tried to go back and find some history. I think they started out around $500, but they're currently $1,000. And they're good for four-year institutions as well as two-year programs. A lot of the scholarships, you have to go to a four-year college or university. And we are really encouraging students to apply. Last year, we actually had one of the scholarships go untaken because we just didn't have adequate number of applications. So mm-hmm. we had a fundraiser coming up. We're in the middle of fundraising for that. So if people are so inclined and want to support giving back to our Chapel Hill Carborough students, they can look on the website and there's a link to our scholarship fund line. And so we'd welcome folks who want to help our Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools students get to college and get that extra
awesome.
Training.
And I mean, I know from personal experience, because I got scholarships to go to college myself. $1,000 can go a long way, especially in-state tuition or community mm-hmm. college. Like, that can cover a huge chunk.
Yep.
And really make a difference for students who otherwise might not be able to.
And the big thing we're doing this year, which is really kind of a leap of faith for us, is that we're making our scholarships renewable to the tune of $500 the second year and third and fourth year.
Awesome.
So that's a big leap of faith. That's why we've got this extra push raising money this year. But the four students who we funded last year will be eligible to, assuming they're still in school and, you know, matriculating on time and all that stuff, they can apply for up to $500 renewable, and then we'll hopefully add at least five more students. So we've got to get our energy up, because next year we'll have nine students. So we think this is worthwhile. And again, as I said, because of the fact that it goes directly to the student mm-hmm. once they have verified that they're enrolled, and it's also good for community college as well as four-year institutions. So really hope we can get needy students out to apply, and they can click a button on our website, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.com. Right on the front page, there's a place that they can get the application.
Absolutely. So go to the website and get more information on that.
Applications are due to be postmarked by April 12th. So coming up pretty quick.
Three more weeks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So mark your calendars for that. May 6th, right, is the Rig documentary?
Rig documentary on the 6th. And on April 7th, we celebrate 110-year anniversary of the NAACP founding.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a really great celebration. We have Irv Joyner, who's a law professor at Central, along with Ted Shaw from UNC. Renee Price will be there as part of the Orange County Remembrance Coalition. We've got Fred Joyner, the new poet laureate of Carrboro,
awesome.
Is going to be on the program to share. So it'll be an opportunity. We got free, open to the public. We've got refreshments and really an occasion to look back at the 110-year legacy of the NAACP and its fight against racial terrorism, specifically lynching, which was how the organization started way back in 1909. So we got something for everybody, and we hope people come out on that day and learn more about the history of the NAACP.
Yep. Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.com for more information. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.